Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
So, what's been going on with you lately?
I'm particularly having a love-hate relationship with Elder Scrolls Online.
Hmm.
Well, I like the game a lot, but I hate the game a lot.
Okay.
The game's 3 years old, and they still have broken quests. Every time they patch or update, something else breaks. It's just hard to love that game.
Yeah, I feel that way about a lot of games, actually, though.
Yeah, but come on. These are core mechanics. Things that every other game has sorted out.
Wait a minute, is it 3 years old? I thought it came out 2 years ago.
No, they had their 3 year anniversary. That's what that the weekend thing was.
Wow.
When I first started playing it.
Time flies when you're ignoring a game from beta.
It has gotten better since beta. All the people who were playing in beta, they all say this is a completely different game. You won't recognize it if you're from beta.
Well, if the price drops below $10, I might throw that much at it and give it a try. Until then, yet!
Just expect a lot of stupid things.
You mean like the player base?
No, like the fact that grouping is next to impossible.
Well,
I should say effective grouping.
Okay, that's been the case since beta. There was no reason to group.
Well,
it was an impediment.
No, there are reasons to group. But they make it difficult to group. And if you get grouped, it's hard to find one another because their little icon. They don't have a mini map, so if one of your players, one of your friends, goes around a building, they disappear. And you have no way of finding them out. Bringing up the map and tracking them down. And even then, sometimes they don't even show up on the map for some reason. They could be 30 feet away from you, and they're not showing up on the map.
Awesome.
Still have camera issues. My many, many, many camera issues. I absolutely love when I'm in the middle of a fight, and the camera looks up!
What?
Yeah, I'm busy fighting. I've got two things I'm fighting at the same time. And all of a sudden, I'm staring at the ceiling. I bring the camera back to where it's supposed to be and continue the fight, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at the ground now. Great! I've got a scuff on my shoe. Thank you. Yes, my finger's raised, and I'm a little irritated. But they say, well, it's because your device driver's not working properly. No, this doesn't happen with any other game. Just yours! It's your issue, not mine. Don't blame me.
Awesome. So, for me, I've been doing
podcasts.
Yeah.
And videos.
Yeah. Actually, not so much the last couple months because, well, it's been fair season, so I've had to take weekends off for that. Yeah. Otherwise, in August, right back to the fucking grindstone.
Well, it is what it is. This is the life you chose.
Yes. I'm making that sweet YouTube money. Gonna be a YouTube millionaire. Yeah.
Can you buy a stick of gum yet?
Not yet.
I thought so.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so that's enough of that. Today, I thought we'd talk a little bit about tabletop role-playing games.
Sure.
Kind of. You see, there have been many tabletop role-playing games that have gone on to become, you know, being converted into video games. Everything from Call of Cthulhu to Champions.
Of course,
Dungeons & Dragons, of course. You know, there's actually a long string of them. Shadowrun's had several games. Cyberpunk has one coming out. You've got lots and lots of video games that have been made based off of tabletop role-playing games. The reverse, not so much. I've seen EverQuest, the role-playing game, and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. And I've seen World of Warcraft, the role-playing game.
And how popular is that now?
Yeah, it isn't. So anyway, I don't know a single person who has bought either of those games. Now, I'm sure there are other video games that have been converted into role-playing games, too. But the point is that they're exceedingly rare, and I'm not quite sure why.
Well, because they're playing on the brand. They want to make more money off that brand, so hey, let's make a tabletop version of the game. So they throw it together real fast, put a pretty package and a bow on it, and pew, out the door it goes.
But that'd be an argument as to why there should be more of them. There isn't.
Because every single one of them fails miserably. Can you think of one that's done even slightly well in the market?
A video game being converted to a pen and paper role-playing game that has been successful.
Exactly.
Cue the cricket sound effect. No, I can't think of a single one.
So, for a marketing strategy, it's a no-brainer. They're trying to capitalize on the people who are in such a fervor for whatever game they're playing that they're willing to buy anything with that name on it.
Okay.
So, it's a, you know, no-brainer. Let's put out as many of these as we can and sell whatever sells. So they put little money, little thought into it, put the name on it, and send it. Some sucker's going to buy it. They may never play it, but they're going to buy it.
But apparently nobody's doing that.
Well, that's because they've gone, like, I'm sure World of Warcraft, they spent enough money.
Oh yeah, it had supplements and everything.
They put out a whole lot to it because they really wanted to make it work, and it failed. And so everybody's going, ooh, they spent a lot of money on that, and, well, they didn't get anything out of it, so maybe that's not such a hot idea. So they've kind of taken back from that stance.
But here's my problem, is that it's, I don't think they understand where they messed up there. If you put too much effort into something and really, you know, try and make it so much like it's going to be like this, it's a tabletop version of the video game, and that's great, and it's so realistic, and it's really, you'll be able to bring your characters to life on the paper, and then people go, why don't I just play the video game instead?
Exactly.
But that's where their problem is. They need to actually just stamp it in with a generic system like Fate or OGL, D20, whatever. Go, here's some mechanics at work. Here's a book about the lore, which even people that play the video game would would probably just love to have. And then let you go out there and have fun with it. Stupid fun. Quick and dirty fun. As a way to get your, and encourage it as a way to get your role players to bring more people into the video game. For example, Wildstar, a game desperate, I mean hungry for new people. They need every option they can get, right? So what if they were to create a quick and dirty, simple role-playing game based off Wildstar, which has plenty of lore, a really unique world, and it's fun. It's just, I'm not saying it's fun enough for me to play. What I'm saying is, it's funny. It's got a really quirky sense of humor. It would work as a role-playing game. And if they were to throw this out there and go, hey, we've got this tabletop role-playing game, maybe y'all could get some events going on and get your friends who don't play Wildstar but do play role-playing games to try this game out. Then maybe they'll download our now free-to-play game, and maybe they'll jump in. And maybe then they'll actually want to actually play our game, because it would be an effective marketing tool at that point. They just have to make use of a already built system with their already created lore and their already created art assets. Hire somebody that's worked for freaking White Wolf or some other role-playing company, tabletop role-playing company, to put this all together for them on a shoestring budget, throw it out there. They could make that work.
Well, except for one big problem.
What's that?
Generally, those people who are hardcore tabletop players.
Right.
They do play some video games. But they're not hardcore video game players.
Except for you. And me. And more than half of our gaming group.
Mike almost never plays video games.
But he used to.
He never really played it much then.
You're just thinking Guild Wars 2. He's played lots of video games.
But he doesn't play them for very long.
And then you got... Well, he did a lot of World of Warcraft. What about Jay? And his kids?
He'd actually prefer to play a console.
It's still a video game!
But that's what I'm saying, though.
It's not my fault he's a console geek.
He likes to roleplay. But he's not going to play the video game version of his tabletop game. And vice versa. It's either one or the other. I don't see any one person playing the video game version of it and the tabletop game version of it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It just, if you've got one, why do the other?
You could say that.
They have to have something special. Something that the other one doesn't have that makes it worth the time. And I don't see that happening. Because then what's going to happen is if you've got this cool event, this cool thing that you can do only in the tabletop game, people are going to want to know, why can't we do this in the video game?
Well, actually, I can answer that in two ways. First of all, Call of Cthulhu. Excellent tabletop pen and paper role-playing game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's had a few, now, video games based on it. They're mostly single-player games that have been, from what I've seen, especially Dark Corners of the Earth, really, really fun, very immersive single-player experiences. And here's the thing. The tabletop experience is meant for a group. Maybe not a huge group, but a group of players.
Yeah, three to this seven players.
This allows you to play a single-player adventure on your own and get that immersion on your own. And vice versa. When we were doing the pre-recording chat, you mentioned Mass Effect, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mass Effect, other than its multiplayer PvP wannabe bullshit that it's got, is generally a single-player experience in the video games, right? But a lot of people would love to have a multiplayer immersive PvE player versus environment experience, which they could then have if there were a pen and paper role-playing game based on that property.
Yeah.
So there are situations where the pen and paper version would be an appropriate use of people's time. I mean, you could go and play and you kill off your Mass Effect game. You've done everything there is to do in that, but man, you love that game. You love the setting. You love the characters. You would love to explore that more, but last I heard, they're not really looking into making any more Mass Effect games for a while. Maybe ever. That would be the time to put out a pen and paper role-playing game so that people can extend their adventures in that setting, where they could really expound upon their characters and go beyond what they could do in that single-player experience. Yeah. I mean, maybe it doesn't work so much for an MMO like World of Warcraft, but I'll tell you what, it will certainly work for a lot of single-player games, especially the ones that are very story-driven and character-driven.
Well, because then you're going from a single-player game to a multiplayer tabletop. And I can understand the difference there. I can see the attraction of taking a single-player game and being able to play with a group.
Right.
That's the only real attraction here with Elder Scrolls Online. From going from Skyrim to Elder Scrolls. The only reason we're playing it is because I wanted to play, you know, a multiplayer Skyrim.
And so if you were handed a pen and paper game based off of Skyrim, would that be better than the choice of playing ESO?
Right now, it's possible.
Well, you wouldn't have your camera shooting through your head.
Come on, fix the stupid bugs. It's 3 years.
The point is, though, there's opportunities that are being missed in the video game market to be creating tabletop games. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Just because it hasn't worked a few times. That's like saying that, well, you know, Assassin's Creed and all the other video games that we've turned into movies have failed, so we're never going to do that again. Said no movie producer ever. Every year, there's yet another video game movie that comes out. Aren't they rebooting Lara Croft again? Isn't there Far Cry coming? Everything's getting turned into a movie.
Because Hollywood is bankrupt.
Well, there's that too.
Intellectually and content-wise, they're bankrupt. They don't come up with very many new ideas. So they take it from wherever they can. And video games are a prime source of stories, just like comic books.
Yeah.
Comic books have been ignored for decades. And now all of a sudden people are discovering that, wow, nobody ever expected Guardians of the Galaxy to do so well. And then number two comes out and completely blows things away again. Which, by the way, incredible movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Mr. Blue Sky, you'll never hear that song and think of it the same way again.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
I love Electric Light Orchestra, too.
Well, so do I.
It's not going to ruin it for
no,
me.
No. It improves it in a whole new way.
Okay.
You just won't, whenever the song comes on, you will not think of anything other than the starting sequence of the movie.
Okay.
I guarantee it, it'll be etched in your brain. In a good way.
Alrighty then. So anyway, this kind of got us off topic. I wanted to also discuss what video games would make good pen and paper role-playing games.
Not many.
I mean, we talked about Mass Effect. I think that could work.
I'm not a huge fan of Mass Effect, but I guess there are people who would.
It's got a lot of lore, and we need quality, hard science fiction in the pen and paper role-playing systems. I mean, come on. How long can we live with Traveler? Traveler sucks.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people wanting to lynch me right now for saying that, but I'm sorry, it's true. Traveler sucks. And always has. It hasn't stopped me from buying it a few times, but that's not the point.
That's just because you're a sucker.
No, I keep wanting it to be good. Maybe the next time it comes out, the next edition, it will actually be good. Maybe. And then the mechanics just suck.
And you do realize that if you didn't buy it right away, if you waited till it came out on PDF, you could read it, see if it's worth buying.
No. The last time I bought it, there were no PDFs. It was when you bought the book or you didn't buy it.
Then why buy it?
Because we had to try it.
Did we actually try it?
No, not we. It was a different group down in Coos Bay. Anyway, beside the point. The thing is, we have plenty of games. I mean, Witcher.
Yeah?
Wouldn't The Witcher... I know they're going to do a television series based off of it. Obviously, it's had three very successful video games based off the book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was actually expounding upon the books. Games came after the books. But still, point is, I've never seen a role-playing game for it. There absolutely should be.
Well, part of the problem is because the books that spawned the games are... from Europe. And for some reason, there aren't very many English copies.
Apparently, they've all been translated now.
Well, they're not in mass release. Because almost nobody knew there were actual books based on that idea.
Yeah.
They just knew of the game.
The author was all kinds of angry because he had people saying that he wrote... It was so cool that he wrote books based off of the games. Apparently he doesn't like think highly of the games.
Well,
part of it is he sold the rights to the games and he got zero out of it because he didn't think that they would do very well.
Well, that's...
Oops!
Well, that's his tough luck.
Someone made a poor business decision. But maybe he could rectify that by licensing the book the books... for a freaking role-playing game.
Yeah, but then again, you've got the same problem as you would having a Skyrim tabletop game. Everybody either plays a Witcher, or they play one of the support. Just like Star Wars. You're either a Jedi, or you're nobody.
Yeah, but as I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, just make it to where you can't play a Witcher.
Yeah.
Everybody plays in the world of that setting.
Mm-hmm.
You could be adventurers, all kinds of things. You could even use a very, a simple system like D20 or whatnot and effectively make it a side version of Dungeons & Dragons or Pathfinder.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very easy to do without... making one person super overpowered and the rest...
Well, that's actually one of the nice things they did with Elder Scrolls Online. There are no Dragonborn. They're mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of the lore, That's one of the things that caused the big crisis is this nobleman tried to become Dragonborn and... basically pissed off the gods. And that's what started the whole problem that the game is, currently trying to fix. The players are trying to save the world because of this idiot.
Yeah, still don't care.
Well, nobody said you had to.
Oh, boy.
Pause for effect.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, just thinking about other options that might be out there, what about Final Fantasy?
That's one I might be willing to play. As long as they kept to the old games, 1, 2, 3, the ones with You know, you got your black mage, your red mage, your white mage, the thief, warrior.
Right.
Tropes. So
basically you've got, you know, a decent set of classes, well-defined abilities and whatnot. All the classes have some capability to kill, as so you wouldn't have to worry about if you played a white mage, you were going to get slaughtered.
Oh, white mages were one of the more powerful classes. But they also have, once you reach a certain point, then you can upgrade from this class to this.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, red mage is and always will be the most powerful class in the original Final Fantasy. Period. Red mage can heal. Red mage can use a sword. Red mage is very effective in combat. The only problem is they don't wear heavy armor. And they can become severely badass.
I liked the second form of the thief. The martial artist. I can't remember what he was, but he did some serious damage.
Yeah, but he can't heal.
Didn't need to. Usually killed everything within one or two hits.
Yeah. And if he did get hit, problematic because he's wearing the leather armor, so not quite as... And I think it's been a while since I got that far with the red mage, but I think their next level up can use leather as well. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know. But the point is that would be, you've got a setting that's well known. It's classic. It's retro. It's got a, it would appeal to people across the spectrum. Old gamers, young gamers. Everybody knows Final Fantasy games. It's a well known product. And they've got a lot of material to work off of. It seems to me it's a can't lose.
Yeah.
Except getting Square to actually allow it to be licensed out like that. But
well, they won't do that.
Yeah. Because they don't do anything that's smart. No, let's just keep doing weirder and weirder and more, you know, more and more... Like, well, Final Fantasy 15. I understand it's got some fun to it, but why is there a car in there? And it's a driving simulator, for God's sakes. There's some combat interspersed in between, but it's you and your buddies driving around. Anyway, that should not be a role-playing game. Anyway. Before I get started on ranting about the secret world again, maybe we should close.
Probably.
Any final thoughts?
ESO, fix your shit.
That would be a good idea. And Wildstar, you may consider, you might want to create a pen and paper role-playing game. At this point, it might be the only thing that saves your game.
No, what had happened is people would go, ooh, this is fun, and completely abandon the game.
That's always an option. Then I can actually enjoy my Chua without having to log in. You didn't hear that, Carbine. I would totally love your game if you just put out a role-playing game. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would. Anyway, till next time. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baelus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.